Now, always a pleasure to welcome in the Hall of Famer, the legendary voice of the Phoenix Suns in his 50th year behind the mic, Al McCoy, to Bickley and Murata Mornings. Good morning to you, Al. How are you today?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great, and nice holiday week, and I hope you both have a great one.
Yes. Likewise, Al. What do you do for Thanksgiving, legend?
I hide. I stay away from turkeys, the two-legged ones.
No, there's plenty of those.
I enjoy the holiday like everybody else, and unfortunately for the Suns, they're on the road, and three pretty big games coming up this week for them. I don't think there's any question about it.
I was telling Vinny, and we've been talking about this all week, the thing about this winning streak that is just so unbelievable to me is I don't even think the Suns are playing anywhere near their ceiling right now, and what that might mean for the future is great. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I think that's true. I think they're playing with a lot of confidence, and that helps when you have to come back in a fourth quarter and have to win close games. They're doing that. The good news would be, as you indicated, Vic, they haven't reached their full potential. Some injuries, of course, have hampered that, but that's the story of the NBA, injuries, it seems like. But they haven't reached their full potential, and that's good news.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, Al. And you know, different elements to the team now, and he was out for a while, DeAndre Ayton coming back from the leg injury, and I think some people expected him maybe to ease his way back in and maybe have some of those listless DeAndre Ayton moments that have popped up from time to time, but he's been focused, and I think he's been fantastic since he came back. What is your assessment of what you've seen recently from DeAndre Ayton?
Oh, I couldn't echo that anymore. I think he's been unbelievable. He's in probably the best physical condition he's ever been in. He runs the floor like a teenager. He's just unbelievable. And you know, it was interesting. We had him as our guest after their last game here at home, and he expressed how much he admires JaVale McGee. And that was great to hear, because I think all of us just really like the approach of McGee. Here he is, 14 years in the NBA, and he's out there running up and down the floor like crazy, diving for loose balls, battling around the rim. And DeAndre Ayton just said that McGee is the greatest center he's ever played with as a teammate, and they get along great, and that was pretty good news to hear. But back to your comment, D.A. is the top of his game. If I were to make a comment, I'd just like to see him get the ball more, because he's a living double-double every night.
When he put the ball on the floor at the high post, drove and got the and one, and then Devin Booker reacted to it the way he did famously, I was like, wow, this is the new frontier. If he can start scoring the ball without having to alley-oop it to him, that adds another dimension to the Suns' offense. And I think you're right. I think the presence of JaVale McGee has kind of shown him another way to play the game.
Well, I certainly agree. And the fact that he admires McGee because of his approach to the game has only helped D.A. And, you know, here's a guy now with over 100 double-doubles, over 2,000 rebounds, and he's still just a kid, so to speak. And, you know, a lot of teams have let the inside game disappear, and I still think it's important, and DeAndre Ayton is a perfect example of that.
Al McCoy joins us Wednesday as the legendary voice of the Suns to talk all things Suns. It's called Al About the Suns here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. One more on JaVale McGee. And, you know, he's been around the league for a long time. And, you know, if you follow the game, everybody had a thought on JaVale McGee. And I think at one point during his career, Al, he got labeled as kind of an absent-minded player who would do boneheaded things, very athletic. And I think that was exacerbated by the treatment he got from the TNT crew. But much like we saw from Chris Paul, we knew he was great, but to see him operate every day, you really appreciate it more. I appreciate JaVale McGee so much more watching him play every day than I did before. Do you agree with that?
I would agree, and no question about it. And when I talk to other teams that he's been on, like Cleveland and Denver, he's been with a host of teams. Every team that he has been on has only positive things to say about him, how he works with young players and how he shows his enthusiasm for the game, and obviously that was a big pickup. and gives the Suns really double strength with DeAndre Ayton and McGee at that center spot. No question about it. And we haven't even talked about his rebounding ability.
Yeah.
He comes off the bench and does a great job around the rim. No question.
All right, when you look at the bench production, Monty got into him a little while ago, and they seem to have responded. Campaign is bringing a lot. Do you like what you're seeing from the second unit?
Well, finally. We were pretty critical early in the season, but to see Cam Johnson come back and score, he had 22 the other night, to see Chandry play the way we know he can, and Campaign back on his game after being out missing a few games with the injury, I think we're seeing that bench come on the way we know that they can contribute, and obviously the Suns need that.
Al McCoy, our guest, Wednesday mornings here on Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Another topic that is very prevalent with the Suns, it popped up during the playoff run last year. It's popping up again with this good start that they're off to and this winning streak that they're on, is the fact that the national media doesn't seem to attach itself to the Suns as a real contender. And I don't think there's anybody better to talk to about this subject than you, because you've seen it all, and you've seen some great championship level Suns teams maybe dissed by the media. Does that bother you, Al, as somebody who's been attached to this franchise for so long?
Welcome to the club. We have right now in the Valley the number one NFL team with the Cardinals, and one of the top teams in the NBA with the Suns. But we don't get the big response from the big Eastern media, even though we have two of the greatest teams going in both the NFL and the NBA right now. But I guess you kind of get used to it, and the only way you're going to change it is just keep on winning.
Yeah.
And this is a big trip for the Suns now. Cleveland, you know, they started this streak of winning against the Cavaliers here at home. And they have Cleveland tonight, and then the back-to-backs, Friday and Saturday, the Knicks and then Brooklyn, those are not going to be easy games. So this is a real test for the Suns. Of course, we know they had the best road record in the league last year, but this is a test for them.
What else do you see happening around the Suns in the Western Conference? I know we talked about the Golden State Warriors as a growing threat maybe down the road. Vinny and I were getting a good chuckle out of the fact that the Lakers have 10 losses already. I can't get enough of that, Al.
Well, I think the Lakers are a long ways from being a real contender this year. Now, obviously, they're going to rest their veterans along the way. Hopefully, the things will fall in place when it comes playoff time, but they've got a long ways to go. Golden State really hasn't surprised me. They have great leadership, and when you have a guy that can score 40 every night, and you have a great coaching staff, and the way they play the game night in and night out with terrific speed and determination, they're going to be a factor. And it's going to be great here in the next couple of weeks, because we're going to see them with the Suns, and that'll be a real challenge for both teams.
Yeah. One more before we let you go, Al, and it has to do with the Lakers. I got wind of it right before the last home game when the Suns were here. But the incident between LeBron James of the Lakers and Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons, it was good fodder for discussion. I think there was intent by LeBron James. I think the way Isaiah Stewart responded was ridiculous as well. What did you think of the penalties, the suspensions handed out by the league? Do you think they handled that correctly?
Well, I don't agree with the NBA too often, but I have to think they did the right thing, because obviously it was intentional, as far as I'm concerned, with LeBron. But the way it was escalated didn't have to be done. If he wanted to punch out LeBron James, he was right up in his face. He could have done that earlier. He didn't really go crazy until they started holding him back.
That's true.
To me, that was just a big show. And so I think that the league probably handled it properly.
Yeah.
2-1. Suspensions, I think we're pretty good, pretty accurate.
I would agree with that. Al, always a pleasure again. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we will talk again next week.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. As I said, I think it's a test with the next three games, particularly with the Knicks and Brooklyn, so it'll be interesting. Happy holiday, guys.
Same to you, Al.
Thank you.
Al McCoy, the legendary voice of the Suns, joins us on Wednesday mornings, and when we talk to Al next Wednesday morning, that's the day after Suns Warriors.
Well,
on national television. Yeah.
Yeah. And also enjoy Thanksgiving off, because both y'all are working on Christmas. So,
so
am I.
So are you.
Yeah, no, you're right.